Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And I have a totally different list than what I've had the first couple of weeks. I know you were out last week. Not that I kept the old ones, but I just know what's different in my mind. I'm going to start with number five. I have the 49ers as the fifth best team. And by the way, this is one of the more difficult ones for me beyond the top three. I was having a hard time going with legit 4 and 5 teams after what we've seen through the first 3 weeks so far. Niners have done it with a backup quarterback here. After the week one with Purdy going down. Have they looked dominant? No, but I just believe that they're ready for a big bounce back year. McCaffrey seems healthy, knock on wood right now. I believe in their defense, had some impressive wins early on here. 2-0 in the division, 2 wins on the road. So even I know one was against the Saints. Still, the fact that the Niners are undefeated, doing it with a backup quarterback, at least a part of it, and the way that I project them to be one of the top teams in the NFC, I have the Niners cracking my top five for the first time.
Yeah, these couple of slots were tough for me as well. I don't have the Niners in my top five, but I thought about them for a little bit here. That's a very competitive division, by the way. So I've got Green Bay at number five, okay? Now, I don't love the way they looked this past weekend. You can't lose to the Browns. I mean, that's an automatic demerit there. But, you know, they did beat the Lions, who were maybe a little bit better than we thought coming in. Remember the Lions, we were talking to Mike about this with the coaches, the linemen. Suddenly the Lions look like they're actually very good again. They beat the Commanders, Green Bay did. So those are two playoff teams. Again, weird, odd loss to the Browns, but you're still getting Parsons rounded into form. Jordan Love is not great, but he's good. They can run the ball. I think they've got pretty good balance. I got Green Bay number five for me.
All right, number four for me. I'm going to go with the Chargers. Now, you've had Green Bay and the Chargers, I think, on your top five. I think this is my first time putting the Chargers on there, and I'm a little hesitant to do that. I'm not as sold on the Chargers as I was a year ago, which is odd because they should be better than they were a year ago. I just need to see a little bit more because of the way that last year ended. And just I'm not seeing dominance. I see a sound, good, well-coached, solid football team with a good quarterback. They can make explosive plays. They can play some defense. They can run it. They can do a little bit of everything, and obviously undefeated. I'm a little weary of them in this particular game on the road against Jackson Dart. There's an unknown there, even though I severely favor the coaching matchup with Harbaugh. Anyway, I have the Chargers now at number four. It's not a knock. Look, you're top four, but I'm still not sold on them. I want to see where I get to a point where I really feel like they could be a top three team. I want to see them beat. I know they beat the Chiefs, but that's week one. It's in Brazil. Is that really impressive? Beating the Raiders, beating the Broncos. Okay, solid win at home, field goal game. I could see it going the other way for the Chargers. I think they got work to do against quality opponents is what I really need to see.
Okay, I got a team that really nobody talked a lot about during the summer because nobody really knew how healthy their quarterback was. Matthew Stafford's back was pretty jacked up, and I think we all just forgot about the Rams there. I didn't. I got them number four here. Now, I don't know what sort of machinations we get in the standings as the weeks roll on in the NFC West. It's going to be very, very competitive. So the Niners are 3-0, as you said. Obviously, Arizona, Seattle, they play each other tonight. Both teams are 2-1, and the Rams are 2-1. But with a healthy Stafford and a coach that I've always loved here, I feel like I'm maybe throwing him in there a little bit early, but I'm just a massive Stafford guy. I got the Rams at number four.
Love that pick. I was debating on having them at number five, but because the Niners are undefeated, and I believe in Shanahan a little bit. And by the way, the Rams only lost, and they shouldn't have even lost that game to the Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. So I would have the Rams on my list as well. They just didn't make the cut here, but I love that pick by you thinking outside the box. All right, number three, the team that did, in fact, and this is kind of where we get to more chalky, maybe outside of my number one, the team that did, in fact, beat the Rams. I got to have the Eagles up here. They have not been dominant. People question their offense and, the offense is boring. Yeah, but all they do is win games, continually win games. And they have enough, whether the tush push, you want banned or whatever, but they have enough defensively, offensively to be a well-rounded, well-balanced team. I never thought I'd see this with Sirianni, who I thought was a doofus after his opening press conference. Obviously, a Super Bowl winning doofus at bat. So the Eagles, to me, have to be up there, reigning Super Bowl champs, undefeated, even though it's not as dominant as maybe you would expect.
Uh-huh.
I have them at number three on my power.
The doofus, that always cracks me up. All right, number three for me. You already have them on there, so I'm not going to go nuts to your Chargers. You know, you're 3-0 in the division, and you ran through the reasons. All right, Brazil, whatever, Raiders, all right, whatever, I got you. How good really are the Chiefs there? We don't really know, but they should be 4-0, and we're all pulling for Jackson Dart this week, but they're favorites, and they should be, and they're big favorites. So I do think that they probably beat the Giants. I think that they get to 4-0, and more specifically, you know, you talk about the quarterbacks in the NFL, like that top tier. Obviously, Allen's at the peak of his powers. Mahomes is still the beast. Lamar, although he's got to eventually crack through. Burrow, when he's healthy. I think when it's all said and done, I've got a lot more. I've got more faith in Herbert to ascend to that higher level than to take a step back or remain where he is. I think this is the year that we start looking at him like, okay, this guy is on that first line there. I got the Chargers number three.
You know, I'm going to go with the Bills number two. For the first 2 weeks, the Bills have been number one on my list. And obviously they haven't lost a game, but there was one team, and you'll find out in a little bit, that I find more impressive than what Buffalo's done so far, but they've been pretty dominant. Dominated the Jets, obviously. And Miami, they let them hang around maybe longer than we expected that, but still undefeated, putting up big point totals, 41, 30, 31, and I couldn't find a team that could knock them out of the second spot. One team, to me, overtook the number one spot, but I think you have to have the Bills at the very least in the top three, at least in my opinion, so I have them number two.
I got them at two as well. I mean, listen, you want a couple of the components that are going to be there for the duration of a season. Well, do you have a great quarterback? They do. And now McDermott's not a great coach. He's a good coach, but there's consistency there. Being the GM, they just a lot of things are in order up there in Buffalo. They got a great home field advantage. They won 13 straight games at Highmark Stadium. They're 17-point favorites this week. And, you know, Josh Allen, to me, at this point,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think Josh Allen is the perfect example. You talk about physical prime. And to me, a physical prime for an athlete is when the mind and the body fuse together. Like, you know, because there's a lot of kids, like, think about a young Lamar, but then he had to learn the game a little bit. Think about a young Josh Allen, he had to learn the game a little bit. His mind has caught up to his body and his ridiculous physical traits. Josh Allen is my favorite quarterback in football. I got the Bills number two.
All right, so give me your five through two again.
I got Green Bay at number five, right. Rams at four, Chargers three, Bills at two.
Because I'm trying to guess your one here.
Mm-hmm.
But we're definitely going to have different, I would think,
a
different team here.
Oh, we do.
I'm going to go number one. It's the Lions, dude.
What?
Yeah. The Lions from nowhere, from out of the top five to number one. That was as impressive a win as there has been in the NFL this year. By the way, they take the spot of the team that they beat. I had the Ravens at number two for the first 2 years. They are now out of my top five after that. Like, you can't trust the Ravens. Their defense hasn't looked good enough. The offense hasn't done enough to win.
Henry's fumbling left and right.
Yeah. So even though they had an impressive performance against Buffalo, they lost. Same thing against Detroit. Looked great to start. But ultimately, Detroit's defense, that is something, Hutchinson being healthy, that is something we have not seen last year. Like, it was just the high-octane offense and no defense. Well, that was an impressive performance to go get a win on the road like that to stop or at least slow down Lamar Jackson and take control of that game with their defense, the way they manhandled the Bears the week before that. I'm throwing week one out because it's kind of preseason, but even with that, losing to the Packers, okay, on the road, it's going to happen. I think the Lions are better than they were a year ago. That was as impressive a win as I've seen in the NFL, period, and certainly from the Lions in a long time. I think Detroit is the best team in the NFL.
We're going to have to follow this because I don't agree. And I love Detroit. I always root for them. It's a good story. I mean, they torture like us with the Jets and the Giants now, too. But I just think that they're good, and they're better than I thought they'd be, but I also think the Ravens have taken a colossal step back, and I think that's part of the reason. Not to discredit Detroit, but I think that's part of the reason why maybe some think that they are as high as you do. Number one for me, I think sometimes we just overthink this stuff. I mean, Philly, all right, we everybody wants style points. Everybody wants to win like the way the Chiefs did for a couple of years. Doesn't always happen. It's not easy. Philly's won 12 games in a row at home. They've won 19 of 20 overall. And last week, you saw, now, they very easily could have lost that game. We touched on that with the Rams, but you saw the special team step up. You saw the passing game step up a little bit. So to me, the Eagles looked as diverse and as balanced as they've looked all year. Philly, to me, is the best team.
Still. Yeah, and look, they're going to play each other November 16th. I was just looking that up because I'd love to see that matchup. I think when I do these projections, I'm thinking, okay, well, what would I envision if they played head-to-head? I think the Lions are better. So, yes, you have to show Philly the respect. I have them number three. Probably could make an argument for Philly number two over Buffalo, even though, you know, Buffalo's been impressive themselves. What I saw from Detroit is what I've been waiting to see from them from a long time. And maybe people count them out a little bit, myself included, the first 2 weeks of the season. And lost all these coaches, sloppy last year, the way they got bounced in the postseason. If they can play the type of defense that they did against Lamar Jackson, who I still respect, like, I have the Ravens off my list right now because they're 1-2 and they can't play any semblance of defense, period. But I still think Lamar Jackson and that Ravens offense is elite, like to the highest of levels. The Lions slowed them down on the road. I think the Lions would beat the Eagles head-to-head, but I'm fascinated to see how it plays out. I just think Detroit is back being one of the premier teams in the league.
Let me give you three quick things to chew on, like, real fast. Yeah. Number one, you think the Colts in a month are still really, really relevant.
No, I mean, they were obviously somebody that was under consideration. Uh-huh. I don't think that they're going to be a top five.
Are you buying Tampa? And maybe at some point jumping into the back end of the top five.
Yeah, I think I had them last week at number five, but it's the offensive line so banged up. They should have lost that game to the Jets anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they played a horrible, horrible game. So, yes, consideration. I'm not sure they're going to crack the top five again.
And Mike Evans is hurt now as well. And let's face it, you know, without Jaden Daniels, it's easy to forget about the Commanders. I wouldn't forget about them.
Yeah, easy to forget. Man, they had an impressive win, but it was over the Raiders. Either way, some quality teams in the NFL. Power Up is brought to you by Princeton Longevity Center. Experience the power of personalized medicine. We'll come back, have Tony Richardson in studio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.